Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, hello. Wow, did you guys coordinate?
We did.
What did those shirts say?
We sure did.
Says she's from Kiss Country. I can tell. Ella Langley.
Oh, wow. I like that. You got some Kiss Country swag on, huh?
Yeah.
Raided the closet. Very good.
And
she's performing tonight, isn't she?
Country stars and a Boston
baked
bean. She's
performing today.
Are you guys going?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
That's weird. Why do you guys wouldn't know if you're going to go? Like with it, her, she's performing in 5 hours.
It's not 5 hours. It's more like 7-8 hours.
Yeah.
You're quibbling. So are you going or not?
We'll see you on Instagram later.
Time,
right?
Time will tell.
It sounds like you're going, just being strange.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Minus one to both.
We'll be at
minus
the bar.
Minus one.
Yeah, we're going to be at the bar with
for
you.
For deception. For deflecting.
You're not going to be at the bar with me.
How do you
bar
know?
Supporting old hopes.
You're not going to be at the bar with me.
Why not?
You don't even know three players on Team USA.
Like yes, Brittany knows more than three.
I know more than three.
I don't think you do.
I named them for you.
Yeah, you mix them up together.
No.
I don't know. I'm not.
That's how much
it.
She knows them.
Mm-hmm.
They all blend into one.
All right, so you guys are going to go see Ella Langley tonight. That's nice. Who else is performing?
I think Dylan Scott before her.
Dylan Scott. What is he saying? What is he saying?
I can't name you a song right now, but let me see real quick. I've seen him before. My girl. I don't remember how that one goes. Nope, I don't remember.
How do you pick a song you don't know?
I know the song. I just can't sing it to you right now because I don't remember the lyrics. But I know that's the song I know specifically.
Did you just call him Willix?
Oh, I know Dylan Scott. There's like nine Dylans in country music. It's like it's hard to dispatch him. I know him. He sings Boys Back Home. Yeah, I know him. Got it. Good for him.
New truck.
Wow, Smeathan. That's terrible.
Ew.
That's what he gets.
But why?
I don't like that.
I don't like him.
Fair.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito and we want a low price. You save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Marlins, they're back at it tonight. They are taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that gets going at 6:40 tonight. Sandy on the hill. 6 o'clock. Marlins on deck with Steven Strom to get you ready for all that action. Their 3-game series. 4:05 tomorrow, 12:10. On Sunday. That is your action today. You have Canada and Bosnia in the World Cup. And then at 9 o'clock, USA and Paraguay will be kicking off right as about the time as Jennifer and Brittany will be watching Ella Langley kick her boots on stage in Palm Beach.
Thank you so much for just revealing everything.
Jennifer, you think people can't figure out where Ella Langley's going to perform today?
We're not going, so.
Well, then what are you worried about?
That you give out locations
minus
like
one
that.
For deflecting.
Any hoodles. NBA Finals resume tomorrow with the Knicks and Spurs. 3-1 is the series there. Top hats and monocles perhaps tomorrow for New York. Game 5 gets underway at 8:30. And then on the ice, Lord Stanley will be in Vegas as the Carolina Hurricanes are up 3-2. They win yesterday 4-2 over the Knights. But John Tortorella, he's not making a goalie change because he's thinks that's stupid.
John, did you consider at all going to Aiden Hill in the third period, or was there any conversation
you thought about it? Christ, that could be the stupidest question I've heard.
Great.
I mean, the score was only 3-2 or 3-1 at the time, right?
He's not a happy man.
Yeah, but I mean, could it also be that it was a stupid question?
Their goalies have been giving up goals left and right. I think that's kind of the point. I think Hart's the only goalie in history to give up 4 goals in every game of the Stanley Cup through 5.
Right. But
so I think he was just saying,
and hey, the other guy is a close second.
Little momentum. Did you see this viral video from Browns camp, Leroy?
No.
You familiar with Shedeur Sanders?
I am.
Well, Shedeur Sanders is going to roll out here in OTAs. And I got to tell you, for our radio audience, I don't know if I've seen a ball deflected quite like this, because he's rolling back there. Mind you, they're not in pads. And Buddy's just standing up there, puts the arm up. Shedeur Sanders looking around, and he literally just throws it right into the defensive lineman's hands.
Like,
there's no pressure. There's nobody after it. He throws it right into
it.
He didn't leap for it. He didn't jump for it.
He wasn't even trying.
No, he wasn't even trying.
What?
Wasn't even trying. And he's just like, all right, I got him. I got him. Fink. And the guy's like, even the defensive line, he's like, really?
That is crazy.
Wow. That has 7 million views right now on social media.
I mean.
That video was from, what was this guy's name? Dan Lab from the Cleveland News. Crazy.
Oh.
All right. What'd you see there, Shedeur? Not his hand.
It's weird because if you ask a quarterback, even if guys are waving their hands, you just throw it, right? You throw to your open read and you do that. And that's very unfortunate. I don't think I've ever seen that playing football. I've seen guys jump and bat
it. Yeah, I've seen guys jump and bat it. I've never seen a guy just like, eh.
It is full team and no pads in minicamp.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of hand up you're going to get.
Which would think you wouldn't hit it directly.
You're not paying attention to that.
I guess not.
Right? Like, there's certain things that happen on a so it happens a lot with defensive linemen dropping back in zone blitzes, right?
Yep.
How could you throw it right to him? Well, because I read the defense and nothing in my defensive plan, game plan said that the right rushing was going to be 10 yards deep, covering the square in. It happens. That being said, it's Cleveland, and that makes it worse.
Man, doesn't help.
The guy who deflected it even seemed surprised.
He was. He was like, right? Whoa. Oh, man. That's
football is a lot of you read what three other people are doing, and there's certain guys you don't even pay attention to. And so if they deviate from the game plan or from the defense, you get got.
O-Town says Cam Ward has been struggling too, or so I hear. I haven't heard that.
It's hard to, like, can we not evaluate people during minicamp? Like, it seems like it's almost hard to do it in camp, right? Because there's no game plan. It's just, we're going to run these 10 plays against cover two, right? And once you get to game planning, it might be a defense that never runs cover two. It might be a defense that plays more man-to-man. So, like, it's sometimes really hard to evaluate. I know everybody wants an evaluation every day. But it's sometimes really hard to evaluate offense versus defense when you're not scheming against them. And it's unfortunate that these guys feel, oh, he sucked today. He didn't look good today. I'm like, you couldn't be any more basic with your footballing than you are in minicamp.
We'll take a break. keep you posted on any things going on with the Giannis fodder. And we'll play a little You Dead to Me before the end of today's show. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As following Giannis watch, which is just making me mental. I got to be honest with you. I didn't even want him, you know, that much. You know, I take anybody else, but now I got this whole ordeal. This is my entire existence. Ooh, what's Giannis say? Oh, what's Giannis tweeting about? Oh, what's Tyler Hero Instagramming about? Oh, what's this? It's enough already.
It's making you mental because it's just you and your two personalities fighting each other constantly.
Not two personalities, Jennifer. There's only one me. I feel how I feel. And you know, today I got this nonsense that I have to deal with about now. Ira Windeman's on Joe today saying, oh, Boston's very much in the game. And that makes me want to run my head through a window. This was Ira today on Joe's show.
Yeah, I think Boston not only is back in it, but I think Milwaukee right now is simply trying to find a third team for Jaylen Brown. They don't want a player like that. They don't want a mid-career player if they're trading Giannis. So from what I've heard, they are looking at Jaylen Brown in terms of flipping him to another team. I've been told possibly Atlanta. There you go, Hollywood. I've been told possibly New Orleans, who have young players. Could be simple as Jonathan Kuminga and a boatload of picks between Boston and Atlanta if he goes to Atlanta. New Orleans, we know as Herb Jones, has young players. So, yeah, that's very real. And a matter of fact, it's interesting. When I was on with Hockman last week, I said, because this is what I do, I was preparing my Heat Get Giannis story, because you have to be ready in this business.
Right, right.
This morning, I started a file about being left at the altar yet again. The first sentence is, for the second time in 4 months, the Heat have been left at the altar by Giannis, because you have to be. The one thing, Joe, we know, these things are ever evolving, and this continues to evolve, because why wouldn't the Bucks seek to get the best possible offer? Right. No one's playing another NBA game for another 4 months. No one's drafting for another 10 days. There's still a market out there to be searched, and I think that's what the Bucks, as they should be, are doing.
Awesome. 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 You're going to let this happen again? That's what you want to happen again?
Hey.
This is what you're going to do? You're going to just sit there idly by, sitting out there looking at your nice little bay view. Be like, what's going to happen? They're going to take Jakachonis and like it. Again! This is going to happen again? Are you kidding me right now? You're going to allow this little do-si-do between the Bucks and the Celtics get you again. You know, normally when somebody falls for a magic trick, they don't fall for it again. And yet, somehow, you're going to watch them pull the rabbit out of your hat. Once again, you're like, I can't believe it wasn't there the whole time.
So, can I ask you a question?
Dude, it's your show too. Yes, you can ask me a question. What kind of a question is that? Why do you ask that all the time?
Why are you lashing out at me?
Why am I lashing out? Did you not hear Ira Windeman? Because the Bucks and the Celtics in cahoots.
Are you mad? And let's be clear. Are you mad that you can't get Giannis, or are you mad that the Heat don't have what other teams have to offer?
I'm mad that every single time the Miami Heat get dragged along in this propaganda-filled nonsense every single summer, acting like they're this close, only for them to have the carpet ripped from under them again because they were never in the game in the first place. And yet, somehow, some way, they allow themselves to be like, oh, yeah, we're in the game for them. Know when you're in the game and know when the game is being played on you. That's what we're all sick of. We're sick of getting played.
You want to know? You know this, Tobin. You know that the Heat don't have what other teams. We talked about this all year.
Dude, and that's why I said in the first place, okay? That's why I said in the first place that I never wanted Giannis Antetokounmpo, okay? I told you I didn't want him from jump because I said if they didn't get him at the trade deadline, they weren't going to get him, which is why I never wanted him. And this is why I said I wanted John Morant All I wanted was you guys to spark up a little interest in your team and try something. Not this whole, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. Because you guys just have the perfect players all the time. Your team that got bounced by LaMelo Ball. Your team that had the worst sweep in the history of sweeps. I don't know if he's a fit for our culture. Who is? Who is? Do tell. Drew Smith? Who's a fit? I love you, Drew. No shade.
Oh, but buckle up just in case.
No, it's just like, what are you talking about? Well, I don't know if that guy's, I don't know if he's the right player for us. Dude, any player's the right player for you. You were 10th in the East. You ever hear the saying, beggars can't be choosers? You need to be sitting here.
You need chewers, and you need to drink some water.
You need to be sitting here. You need to be sitting here, maybe, begging on your hands and knees that Ja Morant would even consider you. But you want to be sitting here, oh, yeah, we're in the game for Giannis. Or maybe we'll save our space for 27, you know, for the comet's chance that Joker doesn't sign his extension and maybe we'll go get him, which we won't. But we'll act like we're going to get him. Just tired of this, dude. This whole nonsense. Ridiculous.
Why do you set yourself up for this?
I don't. But I don't. I don't. I've been saying this the entire time. The entire time. I was pessimistic going into the summer. And then once again, these people allow themselves to be dragged in to some hope trafficking. You should be like, whoa, let's calm down a little bit. But yet, no, here we are once again. A three-way deal that's going to have you on the outs, and we're back where we started from yet again. It's just insane to me. I keep reliving the same nightmare. When do you guys want to wake up? Any of you want to wake up? You want to sit there idly by, keep dropping down the standings. You don't want to play any of your young guys, except the ones that just stick around who have extra bones in their feet. The hell is that? And I'm supposed to be here and remain calm. No, you are being way too calm. Getting dragged into some nonsense.
I told you where this all went sideways. I've never known Pat Riley to say, I'll trade for anybody but these guys. And he names like four guys on the roster. He's always been a guy that if he wanted a player, you do what you got to do. And that changed like a couple of years ago. Right? Where several guys who were on the no trade list, and now you're in a position now because you didn't pull the trigger back then when everybody wanted those guys. Jesus. You gonna be all right, buddy?
If we go get John Morant like I wanted in the first place.
Oh, so you weren't even going for the big fish.
No, that's not what you wanted in the first place. That was your second choice.
Who was my first?
It was always Giannis. Then you said no, Giannis.
Let me tell you something right
Brittany,
now.
Sick of it.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this for almost 9 years now. I'm telling you.
No, he's you always want us to be accountable. It's
show
time
me,
for you to be accountable.
One clip. Where I was.
Oh,
dying.
Here we go.
No, we're not going to do that.
Go ahead, do it.
No.
You'll find the John Morant clips. You won't find the Giannis clips because I've been tired of his act for a long time, too. And you won't succeed in Boston, Giannis, by the way. You're not going to succeed in Boston. You're just not.
Are you so mad
your mouth doesn't work?
No,
no, no. He needs to take a breather.
He's not going to succeed in
Boston. You are so mad your mouth doesn't work. Beggars can't be chewers.
That's my favorite line.
That was so good.
They cannot be chewers.
Wait. But in fact, beggars want to chew so bad. because they're hungry.
It actually makes sense.
Dude, I just am exhausted by this. Every year. These
you
guys,
do it to yourself.
I don't do anything to myself. They do it.
Dude, you get so fired up about a so-called trade every year.
Dude, I have told you, you cannot act like I've been the same this summer. I've not been the same as Damian Lillard, and I'm not going to let you say things that aren't true.
Just because you say that,
I'm not going to let you say things that aren't
true. You're not lying.
I'm just not going to let you say things that aren't true.
You were so fired up.
Nope. When have I made a whale sound? Have I made one whale sound this summer?
No, you killed the whale last year.
They killed it.
Actually, didn't he do one earlier this year?
When?
I think he did.
See, this is the thing with you, Jennifer. You're very ominous. This is where you layer the truth with deceit. You layer the truth with deceit. You don't say when you're going to an Ella Langley concert, and you don't. Oh yeah, I think you did do the whale thing. No, never did it. All right. Never did
Don't throw Ella into this mix.
Dude, you're being deceptive.
I'm not. Just because deceptive. I don't want to reveal my location all the time.
Jennifer, you're being deceptive. One thing has nothing to do with the other. And second of all,
exactly. Why'd you bring it up?
Because you're a deceiver of truth.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Wow.
You do. You play a shell game with honesty.
I mean,
sure.
You're just going to everybody.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Oh,
because the mother bleeping Miami Heat got foisted again by Brad Stevens.
Wait,
foisted again by Brad Stevens, Pat.
You don't even know if it's true.
Oh, listen, I've seen this song or dance a time or two, dude. I know. All right,
you know what this is called? This is classic. I'm not getting my hopes up, but if it happens.
It's not going to happen.
Watch.
It's not going to happen.
If it happens.
It's not going to happen.
Watch the.
It's not going to happen.
If what happens, Leroy?
Get ready to learn. Get ready to learn Yoxel Lindenborg.
But when it does, I just can't wait. Like, I almost want it to happen just to see how he's going to behave.
You can
Like a fool.
What do you mean? When you say it, do you mean them not getting him? No.
Him getting it. We've already seen what's going to happen. If
they're not going to get him.
But if they do, I can't. I hope they do just so I can see your reaction. Because the whale sounds, the absolute peacocking that's going to happen is going to be insanity.
I'd love to live in fantasy with you. Like,
and
I hope.
Then, here's what we're going to say. Show me the tape. Show me the tape. When did I say this?
I would love to live in fantasy with you. I'd love to ride a unicorn out of here today. But unfortunately, I can't. I have to drive. Because we can't live in fantasy land. And that's what we have right now. We have nothing but fantasy. Because that's what it is. They're not getting Giannis. They were never going to get Giannis. And they got taken along for the ride once again.
You know what? You remember when you were a kid and you used to say to your mom or your dad, I know you're going to say no, but... And you asked the question?
Yeah, I know there's...
I
know they're going to say no.
Reverse psychology.
I hope you know I'm clipping this entire thing. I'm clipping it all.
Okay. You can clip it.
And then when Giannis comes to Miami, I'm going to play it back for you in a montage.
And what? Does that mean he doesn't get traded here? You think I'm scared of my words? Do you know how long I've been saying words into a microphone?
Yeah.
A long time. But do you want to know?
We are scared of the truthfulness of your words.
Do you know how many whales I've gotten in the last 6 years? Zero, dude. Zero. So you clip all the things you want, Brittany. I'm happy for you. You put a little archive together, but I'm telling you something right now. The people who need to be worried are over there at 601 Biscayne Boulevard. Because I'm telling you right now, if they get embarrassed once again by John Horst and Brad Stevens, people are going to have some things they need to answer over there. Because this fan base is fed the hell up. Because they're about to watch the Knicks win a championship, the Celtics win a championship, the Bucks trade for Damian Lillard, and now Giannis go to the Celtics. And what am I stuck here with? Bupkis. That's what.
Bone spurs,
dude. So I hope that it gets thrown back in my face. Because you want to know something? I'd rather be wrong sitting here and them finally do their jobs than be right. And unfortunately, I have to tell you, told you so.
Brittany, You know what this is? The classic.
A mental breakdown.
What is going on today?
Are you okay?
This is a classic case.
You okay?
I win versus I win.
That's not,
he has set himself up.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. 1,000%. You don't think we know?
He wins.
I'm sorry. I win because why? Because I want the Heat to do their jobs? Yes. That would be nice. That would be nice.
You can say, I told you.
That would be nice.
Or it's about time they did something.
Because I want them to do their job and make their team better?
My friend.
Oh, what a bad fan I am.
My friend, you have picked. Classic. You are excellent at this. Excellent. No matter what happens, you win.
No. I want to be clear here. I don't win if we don't make a big trade. I don't win.
You're going to say I was
right. No, because you're going to tell us that I told you so.
But this is the thing. See, people live.
Why didn't you tell us before a month ago?
I got to be honest with you. This is the thing that's disappointing with our nature of our society these days. People like to live in an
economy. Issues.
Yeah. People like to live in an economy where being right means the most to them. I will gladly be wrong. I won't be, but I'll gladly be wrong and have this team improve with some moves. I won't be. I would rather be wrong. I want to be wrong. But they never proved me wrong. They've made me look a fool too many times. Well, guess what? There's only so many times that you could smell the flower and get squirted in the face. I'm tired of falling for it. So if you guys think I'm full of it, then I'm telling you all down there, prove it.
Where did you get that state? That
you know, when a clown.
Is the clown one.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Should have been more specific.
I think everybody knew the reference. You guys seemed to catch on just fine.
I couldn't tell if you were being jokey-joke or serious because you were mad.
What does spitting have to do with anything right now?
Now you look into the pretty flower and it squirts you in the face.
You just did that to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sound effects make me feel better.
Boy.
Don't let him go to Boston. I'm telling you guys right now. But Boston. If you allow this.
How are you going to stop it?
How am I going to stop it?
No, I'm saying, how would the Heat stop it?
I don't know.
They don't have a say-so in that trade.
Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen.
All right. What an incredible way to start our weekend.
Well, no, we still got to go. We got to take a break. You're dead to me. Coming.
No, I know. Is Giannis dead to you?
No, it really has nothing to do with Giannis. I'm not mad at Giannis. I don't have any feelings towards Giannis. He'll fail in Boston, but you know, I don't really have any bad feelings towards Giannis whatsoever. I mean, I didn't really want him in the first place. I wanted Ja Morant. But one thing doesn't have to do with anything right now. Listen, we got to take a break, huh? Back after this.
You're dead to me.
All right. Let's bury some people. You're dead to me. I want to let you guys know one more time. Coming up tonight, we got a Michelob Ultra watch party. Join me down at the bar in Coral Gables. We'll have a fun Friday night. We'll hang out with Michelob Ultra. We'll watch some soccer, USA and Paraguay. We'll give away some soccer tickets of a world soccer match of the highest order. We got a pair of those puppies to give away, courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra. So come on down to the bar in Coral Gables tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. And we'll be there from 7 o'clock through the game, which gets underway at 9. Excited to be with you guys. Excited to have some fun. And we could all drink away the Celtics pantsing the Heat yet again. That'll get me Ja Morant. Anyway, who's dead to me? Bryce, dude. Bryce on Love Island. Dude's a dirtbag. I mean, honestly, first of all, guy's got the personality of a walnut. And now he wants to pursue other relationships and break up his best friendship. That dude sucks. All right.
Bryce, model?
Yeah, the model. Yeah, some model.
Oh, okay.
Model dope is what he is. So, Bryce, you're dead to me. I don't want to hear from you. And catch you outside the villa, dude, because you're cooked.
Wow.
Leroy, who's dead to you?
The Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Right?
You're dead to me.
Like, first of all, don't act like how much you love Jaylen Brown and appreciate what he's done or whatever, but play hot potato with him. Right? I remember me and you having a conversation. I don't think they'll get rid of Jaylen Brown. What? In a second. I really should be mad at Pat Riley because Pat Riley used to be that guy. If it meant you could be better, you'd have mattered. It didn't matter who you traded. Look at some of the people he traded over the years. All to get better, to win championships. And in the last few years, you say, oh, I'll trade everybody but him, but him, but him, but him. No!
They don't have that guy.
Huh?
They don't have that guy.
I guess.
They don't have that guy. They don't have him. That's where they're at.
But the Celtics, like now all of a sudden, you know it would be a boss move, right?
What's
would that? Be a boss move is if the Heat jumped in front of Atlanta and made a deal for Jaylen Brown with Milwaukee.
That's a boss move? You'd rather have Jaylen Brown than Giannis?
No, I'd rather have Giannis.
All right.
But you understand that no way Boston wants Jaylen Brown playing with the Heat.
Doesn't matter.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun. They're not going to get him anyway. Doesn't matter. Can't even get me John Morant.
Tobin's broken.
Goodness. My man.
He's not even looking at the camera anymore.
Can't get me Kevin Durant. Can't get me John Morant. Can't get me a pile of... Can't get me Ant. Can't get me a pile of ants. Should rename your team to the Miami Can't. What happened to you, Pat?
The Miami Can't.
Can't. Wow.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Please make sure you have a limit tonight at the bar. Just saying.
Oh, we'll see. Depends what happens.
I'm scared for you. Let us know if you need a ride back home. dead to me? I don't really have much to be angry about this week.
Why not?
Because you just took everything out of all of us, really?
Yeah, you, buddy. You know, as your friends and your coworkers, you have sucked the life out of all of us.
That's not fair.
Yeah, like, I feel like you spoke for all of us. You are the mouth of...
So you all agree with me is what you're right saying.
I don't know. And besides that, yeah, Android phones, too. They're very dead to me.
Marcos is still ruining stuff?
It's not Marcos. It's just that I constantly have to help my parents figure out such like different things on their phones and different apps. And then
you know what they say about the old.
Well, besides that, it's the fact that that phone is actually very confusing to even use. And to the point where my mother's phone turned off completely. And now we're struggling to recover all her information.
Mm.
So yeah, it's been rough.
You're dead.
So that's dead to me.
Brittany, who's dead to you?
You know, I'm on with Jay Fake here. I've been feeling a lot of positivity in my life lately, but I'm going to have to go with
JJ Redick.
Never. Never that. Never that. Never Joe Burrow. I'm going to go with the Knicks fans.
Oh,
because truly. I need the basketball gods. I know they exist. They need to come down and they need to rain on the Knicks' parade. I just cannot stand behind a fan base that beats people up for no reason, follows the team bus to a hotel just to throw eggs at these players. That's just disgusting behavior. It's gross. I won't stand for it. And there needs to be justice in the basketball world. We need the Spurs to come back 3-1.
Huh.
Brittany. We need it. No, I need it. There needs to be justice.
The gods, Leroy.
I need
the
their
gods.
I need their highs to be as low. I need their highs to be as high as their lows. You know what? Let me stop.
See, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Everybody's got it.
A lot of judgment for beggars can't be chewers, and you guys have all sidled up with your own.
We were
that
just laughing.
That was fantastic because it was in the middle of a rant.
You guys sidled up with
it
all
was really
of your
funny.
Own.
So yeah, they're dead to me because they deserve nothing in my
You're
opinion.
Dead to me.
And yeah, stand with Wemby. I stand with Wemby.
All right. Well, that's our show today, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. See y'all at the bar in Coral Gables tonight at 7 o'clock for a Michelob Ultra watch party or sulk party. You know, well, it depends. Depends what happens.
Wow.
Fix it, dude. You know what I want.
Oh, please, let's get Giannis so we could hear this.
Please do your job. I think is what Leroy said.
No, don't put a twist on it, buddy. Don't put a twist on it.
Do your job. No, dazzle us. Do your job. Please. That would be nice. All right. We'll talk to you rascals on Monday.
Just get Damian Lillard to the Heat.
That's it.
I'm tired of waiting, Riles.
Get the tranquilizer.
I don't know.
Oh.
That's what Jai is, arugula.
Arugula.
Giannis. Why don't you just shut up?
A ribbit?